with my theme song.
Like my leather black jeans on.
Like
my by any means on. Partin', I'm getting my scream on.
Like
into the kingdom.
Like
but watch what you bring home. You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in.
Like
can't see me in my black skin.
Like
number one question they asking.
Fucking be question you asking.
Like
I don't get ran at by Catholics.
Like
it comes to conservative Baptists. Claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. Go in the morning and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's the omen. I keep it 300 like the Romans. 300 bitches with the Trojans. Baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, yo, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you. It is November 28th. Happy late Thanksgiving. If I didn't tell you already, if you didn't catch the last episode, Christmas time right around the corner. Very excited for that. We actually have probably the biggest show of the year. Easily the biggest show of the year tonight. Because of the recent events that have transpired, which we are going to discuss, and I'm talking about, obviously, Kanye West. Yay, yay, West.
Yeah.
Yay, West.
Yay.
My producer is very excited. And I am, too. I'm ecstatic. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm ready for your criticism, ladies and gentlemen, because I know it will be there. I know exactly what you all are going to say. I know exactly where this is going to go in regards to criticism of me and this show and things that I've said in the past, which, I mean, would be that I'm loyal to Trump, right?
Yeah, of course you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll just go ahead and phrase it like this. Last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that, I said something that I believed to be very true. I said that it was Trump or nothing. And I think I really believed that. Let me just tell you right now. I did not think for a million years
yeah.
that Kanye West would be running under a Christian nationalist message, completely separated from the establishment and untouched by the deep state. I had no idea. There's no one who could have really predicted that with 100% certainty that that would be the case today. But, ladies and gentlemen, as I sit here in front of you behind this glorious microphone, I can tell you now, without a doubt, 100%, that I completely endorse, support, and will work for the Yay 24 campaign.
Wow.
That is the truth. I believe that he is the only man suitable to save this country. I saw a recent Twitter post by a friend of mine that I cannot remember the name of, so I guess we're not that close of friends. But I saw the post, and it was giving grades to President Trump compared to Kanye West. Went back to 2016. Kanye has an A+ all the way up until 2022. Donald Trump has A pluses all the way up until about 2018, and then it starts to fall off. He gets C's and a D during all the COVID stuff. Now he has currently 2022 as a C+. Kanye West has an S because he's S-tier, which is, if you don't know, that's as high as it goes.
Call it A.
A-tier. It's A++, basically, which is the truth. And we're going to watch some videos from Kanye West when we get into the show fully. But I wanted to make that perfectly clear from the beginning of the show that I support, endorse, and I cannot wait to put all of my energy into the Kanye Yay 2024 campaign. I believe in him. I know he can win. And you know what? I've seen a lot of people out there. I've seen a lot of stuff. People are saying that's very reminiscent to 2015 when Trump started running. Oh, he can't win. He's a joke candidate. No one will take him seriously. He's famous. Blah. It's all the same stuff that they said about Trump. Every single, it's the same talking points. But now is different. If Trump won, Kanye can win. And I think Kanye said that. He said, you know, I think Kanye back in 2020 said, or back in 2018, something like that, he says, if Trump can win, I can win. And I believe him. And I believe him, and I heavily endorse him, and I think that he has what it takes, and I know he can do it. Now, as you guys know, I'm very good friends, very close friends with Nick Fuentes, who was with Ye, who has been with Ye. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, this was the biggest secret I have ever kept in my entire life. I was at AMRIN, American Renaissance, Jared Taylor's event, and I was out on the back porch smoking a cigarette with my good friend Tyler Russell. Nick Fuentes Snapchats me a picture of him and Ye.
Dude. Oh, man.
And I mean, I was sweating. You know, I was sweating. I was so excited. And it's 30 degrees outside. And I was like, there's no way this is. I did that thing, you know, when you get really excited and it's super cold outside.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, I did that thing and had a whole moment out there, and it was very cool. It was very cool. And at that moment, I realized, holy cow, things just changed. And they did change. And you know, I could get into the specifics, you know, sort of with America First, because now Nick is taking a break, basically, from doing the show America First. And he is working on the Ye campaign.
Amazing.
Alongside Milo Yiannopoulos, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. So a lot of big stuff this week. And it's crazy that this was that week was the week we had a break. So all the biggest news of the year was broken last week, and we weren't able to comment on it. We weren't able to talk about it until just now. Which isn't the worst thing in the world, because now that things have all happened, we now get to go over every single second of it with a fine-tooth comb, if you will. Let's go ahead and roll that intro. How about that? And then we'll get into the show. Right, we're back, and we're back. You know, since Nick's not doing his show anymore, I should start doing my introductions the way he does. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to America First. We have a big show for you tonight. I love him. I love him to death, and I'm so happy for him. I'm so excited for Nick. Let's rewind the clocks a little bit here, because I want to talk about all of this, and I want to give you guys my full take that really just kind of encompasses it all. When Donald Trump was running in 2016, I viewed him as a visionary. I viewed him as a revolutionary, as dynamite in the machine, as a wrecking ball against the system. I believed him to be put there to destroy the established order, the deep state, the corruption, to drain the swamp. That was the popular slogan at the time. I'm sure everyone remembers drain the swamp. That's what I believed that Donald Trump was going to do when he got into office. Now, sadly, that did not happen. We all called for Hillary Clinton's arrest. That never happened. Donald Trump ran on with Christian messaging, you know. But now with Kanye West, I mean, he's saying all the things that Donald Trump has failed to say the past couple of years. He retweeted Died Suddenly, the documentary put together by the Stu Peters Network and the documentary team, which went over the sudden deaths that are directly being caused by this terrible experimental vaccine, the jab, the shot. We know it's not really a vaccine. It is a death serum given to us by our demonic overlords. We know this. Excuse me. You know, and I'm not even going to criticize Trump on that front. I understand that he believes it to be politically advantageous to not address the vaccine. And that was something that I was willing to kind of compromise to overlook, because he was our only option, because he was the only guy doing anything at all to break up the corruption in the deep state. However, now that has changed. Kanye West stands against the vaccine. He's retweeted Died Suddenly, and he's okay with talking about it. Not only that, but Kanye West is also discussing the January Sixers. 300,000 Americans marched on the Capitol, American patriots who believed in Trump, who wanted Trump to win. My friends were there. My friends, who I love very dearly, who are facing prison time, some who have been sentenced, my friends were forgotten about by President Trump. And that's the truth. Or ignored or whatever. And especially in his announcement, there was no mention of January Sixers. That was there were 300,000 Americans there, and you couldn't have named, you couldn't have just said January 6 defendants. You couldn't have just brought it up one time in passing, at least. No, he didn't do that. But Kanye West did. Kanye West has said that there needs to be, we need to discuss that. We need to discuss that issue and talk about those patriots who were loyal to Donald Trump. Let's go ahead and let's cut to the video. I want to play the full clip. Go to full screen. And let's check this out. This was the Kanye West video put out by him on Twitter. Go ahead.
I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence. So Trump is really impressed with Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes, unlike so many of the lawyers and so many people that he was left with on his 2020 campaign, he's actually a loyalist. When he didn't know where the lawyers is, you'll still have your lawyer list. And when all the lawyers said, forget it, Trump's done, there are loyalists running up in the White House, right? And my question would be, why, when you had the chance, did you not free the January Sixers? And I came to him as someone who loves Trump, and I said, go and get Corey back. Go and get these people that the media tried to cancel and told you to step away from. He basically gives me this would-be mob-esque kind of story. Talking to some kid from the south side of Chicago trying to sound mobby or whatever. He goes into the story about all that he went through to get Alex Johnson out of jail and how he didn't do it for Kim, but he did it for me. But then he goes on to say that Kim is a and you could tell her I said that. And I was thinking, like, that's the mother of my children. Since we know, and all the Christians in America that love Trump know that Trump is a conservative, we're going to demand that you hold all policies directly to the Bible. When Trump started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose, I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?
You're going to lose. Tell him he's going to lose.
I'm like, well, hold on, Trump. You're talking to Ye.
So there you go. That's the full video there. And he posted a few just like that. And he addresses quite a few things in that video. He addresses the January 6th defendants. He addresses his Christian nationalist message compared to Trump's messaging. And he also addresses that Donald Trump brought up his wife or his ex-wife. Now, I'm a firm believer in never attacking someone's, you know, the mother of someone's children. I think that's a despicable act. I find that disgusting. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, I love Trump. I love him to death. I mean, I love Donald J. Trump. He gave me so much, and he gave so many other people opportunity to grow a platform and to be honest with people and to expose the truth. And he had a lot of people's backs. And he was loyal to his base for a very long time, but he seems to have lost the plot. He seems to have lost what was truly meaningful to him. And that I just can't stand for. I was loyal to Trump. I loved Trump. I mean, I would have gone to bat for Trump any day of the week. But now that, I mean, the thing is, who knew that Kanye West would run for president? That's what I'm saying. And now that Kanye West is running, this guy's got it together. And in fact, he's standing with people who are loyal to Trump.
Yes.
I think that's his big message, is I did not forget you because I was there with you. I was one of you guys. I was a Trump voter. I was a Trump supporter. He sacrificed a lot putting on that red MAGA hat. The media trashed him. People said he was crazy. People tried to gaslight him. He had Jewish lawyers put him in mental institutions because they were gaslighting him, telling him that he was crazy. They wanted to medicate him. They wanted to control his mind and his being. But now Kanye West is free from all that garbage, and he's able to talk about it, and he's able to call it out. God bless him. He's a warrior. He's a fighter. He's a real human being.
Yes.
And he may not be the perfect candidate. I'm not arguing that, even though I believe he is. I'm not going to sit here and argue back and forth whether or not all of his policies are perfect or if he's a genius, the smartest guy in the world. I think he's a genius, but I'm not going to argue with you on that. What I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for the people who may disagree with me, who may still be on the Trump train, what do you have to lose? And you may remember someone saying that. Wow. You may remember somebody saying that at one point, talking to black Americans. Donald Trump said that. What do you have to lose? Well, now I say that to Americans. I say that to white Americans. I say that to black Americans. I say that to everybody. What do you have to lose by supporting Kanye West? Not a damn thing. And that's the truth. You don't have a damn thing to lose. Because Kanye West is counter the establishment. He's more counter the establishment than Trump is. And if that's why you voted for Trump, then that's why you should vote for Ye. It's really that simple. I'm also just so extremely happy for my friend.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to say that
it's amazing.
Nick Fuentes, he is an American hero. And he changed my life, and I might get emotional here talking about this. Jesus.
I'll be right there with you.
Whoo-wee. Okay, Nick Fuentes changed my life, and he gave me so many incredible opportunities. I'm going to try to rush through this so I don't get emotional.
Keep the glasses on.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the glasses on. Nick gave me so many opportunities. He pretty much saved my wife and I. When I was getting kicked out of the military for refusing the vaccine, he sent my resume out to so many people, and I got so many offers. I chose to be here because I believed in the message here, and I didn't think I would be controlled here. You know, that's why I chose to be here on the Stu Peters Network, and I'm extremely happy with that decision. But Nick was right there with me, and he said, I got you. Don't worry about it. He gave me a platform on Cozy.tv, which changed my life. I was able to grow, because here's the thing. When I started out, I wasn't on YouTube. I started being banned. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's a lot of people who develop an audience and get banned later and get censored later. I was censored from the jump because I supported Nick. It was done. You know, as soon as I made a YouTube channel, a month later, gone. I had 1,000 subscribers over there, and I was growing. Gone. In an instant. Same with you name the platform. Same with Twitter. Same with Instagram. All these different platforms. Gone in a month. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are able to have a Twitter account for years and grow their audience and grow their support. Nick gave me that opportunity to grow within his community, and I am so extremely grateful for him, and I will fight tooth and nail for that man. I truly love him dearly, and I think he will save this country. I think that Nick Fuentes will run for president. I think he will win when the time comes, when he's old enough. I mean, the guy is 25 years old, 24 years old, something like that.
24, I believe.
I hope he's not 25. He's going to be mad at me that I said he's 25. I believe in Nick Fuentes. And I believe that God breathed on this unification between Nick and Kanye West and Ye. I believe that. I believe that this was given to us by God to push the movement forward. And you may say, oh, well, he's just going to siphon votes from Trump. Well, hopefully he siphons all of the votes from Trump.
Yeah, well.
At the end of the day, and at the very least, There's already something very good coming out of this. If you don't support Kanye West, he's holding Trump accountable. He's saying the things that Trump won't say.
Yes.
And saying, why aren't you saying them? So it's better if a man with 32, 33 million followers on Twitter is saying, hey, why aren't you talking about the January 6th defendants? Why aren't you talking about the vaccine? Why aren't you talking about Christian nationalism? Why aren't you talking about the fact that the morality of our society is decaying at a rate that is almost unstoppable? Why aren't you talking about this? Trump will hear that, and he may say, you're right, I do need to talk about it. Now, I'm still with yay. I'm with yay all the way. That's just how it is. That's just how it is, and that's where I'm at. And I, you know, it's because I'm loyal to Nick. I'm loyal to America First. I'm loyal to that movement because I think that that movement really cares. And I think that that movement is the only real, viable, political, dissident, right-wing movement in this country today. And it's the most successful. There's no other movement that can claim as much success as America First. Nothing. Nothing else is viable. Nothing else is real. Everything else is run by grifting, lying federal agents. And that's just the truth. There's a lot of feds out there on the dissident right who like to get people arrested, who like to get people charged, who like to spill the beans on what's going on inside their organizations because their organizations do illegal activity. America First does not like that. You do not have to give your name to be in this movement. You do not have to sign up for a newsletter. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is say, I support Nick, and that's really it. And you don't have to say it out loud. You can do it in behind closed doors. I mean, that's probably the better option, too, is just you keep it in. You support Nick internally. You support America First internally. Yes. And then you vote America First policies.
Well, that's where I've been for 4 years or so now.
Exactly.
And I've learned a lot from Trump, and I've spent a lot of time admiring him.
Yeah.
But I do trust Nick Fuentes' worldview more.
Yeah, me too. So I'm loyal to Nick.
I'm game.
Yeah, and once again, I just want to preface this by saying that also I'm just so happy for my friend.
This is the coolest thing in the world.
I am so happy for my friend. I mean, imagine your friend meets their hero.
Yeah, and not like bandwagon hero. No, like from day one,
like from the
12-year-old Nick.
I've always been a very huge Kanye West fan, and I found this picture on my Snapchat. You know how you can go back and it's on the, it has like memories.
Yes.
And I went back to 2017, July 2017. I bought a Kanye West for President 2020 shirt. You know? So
just joking at the time.
And now it's just me magic. Now, well, no, I wasn't joking. I wanted Kanye to run, but he couldn't get on the ballot in all 50 states or whatever. Oh, something okay. happened like yeah. that.
He was a little late.
Yes, he was late. Now, you know, now I'm like looking at this, and this is like God's plan. This is God's plan. Because, you know, back then I supported Ye. I wanted Ye to run. I didn't know anything about America First. And then I just so happened to make a YouTube video criticizing Nick and America First. And then Nick talks about me on his show, and his audience attacks me, saying, you're an idiot, you need to watch his show. And I said, okay, you know what? All right, fine, I'll give it a shot. I'll watch his show. I watched his show for like 2 weeks, and then I said, you know what? This guy gets it.
Yes.
And then I started, you know, making pro-America First content, and I wanted to help out, and I started talking to Nick, you know, privately in group chats and things of that nature. And then we ended up just being in a group chat together. Just by happenstance, I was invited to the same group chat as him. And since then, brothers. Since then, he's a brother. I mean, I am not ashamed. I will say, I would consider Nick almost like family to me. I would do anything for that guy. And he has proven to me that he will literally do anything for me, because he has. Now, I don't want this whole show to be like just me gushing.
Why not?
Or because there's a lot to talk about. I mean, seriously, we're talking about the biggest political news in the past 20 years, probably.
Who's Ron DeSantis in a race between Ye and Trump?
Yeah, who the hell is Ron DeSantis now?
Like a governor or something? I don't know.
I will say that there was a news report that went out just recently talking about the meeting between Trump and Ye and Nick Fuentes. And Giorgio, excuse me. I don't know how to say her last name. I apologize. There was a news report released that said that everyone wanted pictures with Kanye and nobody wanted pictures with Trump. And I think that's so just funny to me. Look, like I said, I'm not trying to trash Trump. I love Trump, and I care about him. And that's why I'm so critical of him. I'm not one of these faggots like Ben Shapiro who backstabbed Trump because they think it's politically advantageous, who, by the way, donated $100,000 to Ron DeSantis' campaign 2 days ago. I'm not a backstabber because I love Trump and I care about Trump. You know what I would love to happen? Kanye West, Ye West, on the ticket with Donald Trump. Yes. That's the dream ballot right there.
Let's dream a little bit because he is going to push him.
Yeah.
Can I ask a clarifying question here?
Yeah, sure.
So what I'm hearing you say is that your support for Ye is that he is running to the right of Donald Trump.
Yes.
So you've been encouraging Donald Trump to say go more right. Christian things, more nationalist things. He hasn't moved for years. He's announced now. Very underwhelming announcement. Doesn't speak to the things that you want him to talk about. And then
it's not
superhero Yay comes in saying all those things.
Yeah, so. it's not 2016 Trump. It's not 2015 Trump. And that's the Trump that we need if we're going to vote for Trump. And that's why my support is all on Kanye. Because he is revitalizing that energy in a new way. And as I said kind of early on in the show, we don't need the same old. We need a visionary. We need someone who is revolutionary with their ideas. We need someone who is bold and willing to shake things up and talk about things that no one else wants to discuss. And Kanye is that guy. Because he's doing it. Like, he's doing it now already. And it's so early on. And he's doing it already? I mean, this guy's an absolute king. So, you know, and to kind of get to the point of policy, we don't know Kanye's full policy on everything. But you know what? I know his policy on corruption. I know his policy on the deep state. I know his policy on abortion. I know he's a Christian. So I'm with him. I'm with him. 100%. I'm with him. Yay 24, baby.
So maybe one way this plays out is that it turns out Trump has been gatekept in his personal life to a degree that he's really not hearing from the people that were supporting him. And then maybe he hears it now.
Well,
through Kanye, and then he like wakes up to it.
Well,
give me some cope.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, I'm not comfortable.
I can't give you that cope because I don't believe that that's the case. I don't think that he's hearing his base.
That's what I mean. Maybe now he will.
Yeah. Well, here you go. So at that meeting that they had, Donald Trump, he knows the name Nick Fuentes. He knows who Nick Fuentes is. He just didn't know that that was Nick Fuentes, right?
Yes.
With everybody kind of being in Trump's ear, he's ignoring all the stuff. I mean, he's ignoring everything that's been happening. He's put a few things on Truth Social, not disavowing Nick in any way, which is good.
Yes.
But I'm not hopeful that he will see the messaging of Kanye West and take from that. I'm not. I don't know if that's going to happen. Now, you know, who knows? Who really knows? It sounds to me that Donald Trump is slightly embarrassed by that meeting, just because of how he may have acted and how it was kind of painted in the media and how it was written about from people who were there. You know, everyone's kind of said that he kind of flew off the handle and get really aggressive for no reason. I read a story that said, from TimCast, that said that Trump was like kind of panicking and saying, where's the car, after everyone, you know, was leaving, trying to get out of there as quick as possible. So I think that maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I am glad that he never disavowed Nick Fuentes, for sure. But, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. You know, We need something different, and I cannot stress that enough. We need something different, and I think that Kanye West has what it takes to be president. And those criticisms that you're levying at him, saying that he's unprofessional, saying that he's different, that he's just a famous guy who wants attention, all of these things were the same things that those lying, grifting scumbags said about Donald Trump in 2015 and 16. The MAGA movement, like I said, the MAGA movement, I did not leave it. It left me. And I want the best for Trump. I want him to hear our calls. I'm just not hopeful. I'm not hopeful on that aspect.
Because you don't need to be, because you have
Because I have yay. And he's maybe stepped up now. Maybe that's some of it. Because that doesn't mean I don't want him to. Like, I do want I want Trump to hear the point. I want Trump to hear the truth. I want him to address things that need to be addressed. But he is seemingly not doing that. And, you know, it's like it's been a week at this point. You know, the news cycle's not that long. You know, people's attention spans are kind of over it. But I just haven't seen a change in messaging this week. So that's just something we'll have to wait and see on. A lot can happen in 2 years. So I'll say that.
Yes.
So we don't know. We don't really know. And we also don't know what people around Trump are saying. We know for a fact that a lot of the reason why Trump, his messaging was off and low energy and seemingly ignoring the base, that was because of these people who were in his ear telling him to turn their backs on people like Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Nick and all these and January 6th patriots. So we know that the messaging is kind of being watered down because of these guys, these Jason Miller types who are in the ear of Donald Trump. And that kind of is that was kind of a problem early on that we saw with Trump. We saw the corruption kind of getting to him. We saw the walls closing in on him. We saw people backstabbing him, trying to break him down. And what really happened with Trump is he was backstabbed so much that I think he panicked a little bit because everyone was abandoning him. Everyone was turning their backs on him. And he decided, I need these people back. These people are experienced. I need these people. So I'll water down my message a little bit. I'll compromise a little bit. I'll play the game of the deep state. And you cannot play that game. As soon as you play that game, as soon as you start and you start playing on their home field, you've already lost. Because that corruption, I mean, it runs deep.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't take money from the evil people and use it. Yeah, I hate that. You cannot do that. It doesn't work that way. And that's why, you know, and that's why I trust people like Kanye and Nick. I mean, Kanye, you know, he has his own money and he risked everything for this. He had his assets frozen. He had contracts cut, all this stuff. Nick Fuentes, he had everything taken from him, you know, and he makes his money from his supporters, even his very rich supporters, the donors that he does have. They believe in what he's saying, and they just happen to support him and be wealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't get that. Trump, his supporters were donating to him to control him. We'll give you this money, but now you have to talk this way. You have to play this game this way.
And it wasn't like that during the election.
No.
Right?
No.
Because he wasn't taking money.
And I think, yeah, and you remember Donald Trump said that at one of those debates. He said, that's all her donors or whatever. Remember when everyone was cheering for Hillary? And he said, that's all of her special interest. Now he's the guy with the special interest. Now he's the guy with the donors. Let's take a break real quick to talk about our sponsor of tonight's show, Bio Optimizers Mag Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Dalton. That's right, magbreakthrough.com/Dalton. Top 7 forms of magnesium for better stress, for stress and better sleep, all in one bottle. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you right now, my wife loves this stuff. She takes it every evening. She wakes up refreshed. I mean, I took it a little bit and it does work fantastic, but I forget every now and then. I need to get on a regimen with this stuff because it is great. So please support the show, support free speech, support our right to do this. These people do not control the messaging of the show. They also do not endorse the messaging of this show. They simply support free speech, so we support them. Thank you so much, Bio Optimizers. Go and pick up some Magnesium Breakthrough on magbreakthrough.com/Dalton. I say it again, magbreakthrough.com/Dalton. Get one of these nice little bottles, 2 capsules a night after your evening meal, and you'll be feeling great. Stress-free, better sleep. I mean, what more could you ask for, honestly? That's all we want. Nobody wants to be stressed out. Nobody wants to be awake all night, you know, restless legs and wanting getting up. And nobody wants that. You want better sleep. You want to be stress-free. Bio-optimizers. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Dalton. I kind of gave them a longer shout-out today.
Well, it's been a while. Yeah, we just came back from a break.
Yeah. Look at this cord. Isn't that embarrassing? Well, anyway.
Clips don't clip that hard, huh?
No, they don't.
Now, should we address the way you look?
My hair?
Or should we just let it ride? Because I think some of the audience may not be certain it's you. You're coming on here.
Yeah,
you're more excited for someone more than Donald Trump. Who is this guy?
Well, I've been growing my hair out for a while, and it's in an awkward stage right now, and I'm just ready to drop it down today. You know, you could say, well, you didn't even do it. Actually, I did. There's hairspray in this hair. And I did brush it out, and I did. I styled it in a way that I thought was appropriate and I liked.
I like it.
There's going to be a lot of boomers, old farts in the comment section, old idiots in the comment section saying, cut your hair, dadgummit, you look like a girl. You're a geriatric, sir. Go back to sleep. Take your vitamins, all right? And stop wearing socks with your sandals, you old freaks.
What kind of sandals? People. It matters what kind of sandals.
Old people, man. I don't know. I don't know what they always wear sandals though with their freaking socks, and they also always sit by windows.
I love both of those things.
Yeah, well, you're a geriatric.
That sounds nice.
Compared
actually.
To me, you're a geriatric.
Ah, true. Yeah, maybe.
Oh man, what else is even happening right now? What
nothing,
else?
Nothing else is happening.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's the truth. This is the biggest news ever. This is it, and. I love Nick, and I love Kanye West, and I love Kanye West, and I'm so excited for them. Ah!
Well, see, and that's the fact that Kanye can hear, you know, at some point he started hearing Nick Fuentes' name.
Yeah.
Candace Owens, who knows who's, like, mentioning him, or he comes up, or whatever, and he meets with them, and what happened to you and to me, he experienced Nick and went, oh, well, this is like...
This guy's right.
This is like a world leader when he's 20.
Yeah, no, right exactly. Now. Go ahead. Can you look up on YouTube? Look up Milo Yiannopoulos, Kanye West. It's the one they're on the street. Milo gave an interview to the TMZ guys. It's so funny because I know Milo now. And, I was in high school when I started watching Milo Yiannopoulos. He was going on these campus. He was called the Dangerous Faggot Tour, and I remember watching those. And I bought his book called Dangerous. And now it's like I have his phone number and I talk to him and stuff. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts. I never thought I would ever get to this position in life, and I did. That's awesome. That makes me very happy.
And you're strapped into a rocket. You haven't even taken off yet.
I know.
You understand?
I know. And I was talking to my audience over on Cozy yesterday. I am so blessed that I feel like I could time travel back to a younger me and say, dude, you're going to love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
Like I could go back to 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old Dalton, and I could say you did everything you wanted to. At 22.
At 22. Yeah.
And now it only goes up. It's all gravy from here on out. Because, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a YouTube gamer. And now I kind of do that.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to be a political commentator. I wanted to do something in politics. Here I am. Now I do both. I play video games on stream and I hang out with my chat. And I also do a political show where I discuss politics. I mean, I literally just did both of those things. That's why I always try to tell kids growing up, you can do whatever you want. People will tell you, don't dream too big, you know. You can literally do whatever you want. Now, you also are going to have to do things you don't want to do. That is the truth. I joined the Army, you know. There was a time in my life where I just didn't know how I was going to get here. But I knew I was going to get here, but I had to figure it out. I had to make money. I had to get out of the house, you know. And I was kicked out of college and all this other stuff for political BS. So there was a time in my life where I had no idea what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. Yeah, we'll play that video here in a second. But I ended up figuring it out. I navigated, and I don't know, man. I'm just so grateful that God has blessed me with such an incredible life and family and everything. It just means, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's an incredible feeling knowing that I could go back in time and tell little me, you did it. You know? So, all right, let's go ahead. Let's check out this video. This is from Milo Yiannopoulos being interviewed by the paparazzi.
Full screen.
Yep, and by the way, go ahead, guy. Go to full screen now because this is funny. That's John Miller right there.
Yes.
Now, fun fact, while I was at Ameren, they were all there, you know? And after Nick had Snapchatted me that picture, Milo is trashing my coat. I have this $180 coat. It's very nice. It's warm. I was in Nashville. It was cold out there. And he's saying, that looks like a, I can't even do a good Milo impression. That looks like a $20 coat, you know?
Yeah.
And then John had my back. So shout out John Miller. We love him. And he's come a long way too. And he has fought beside Nick for a long time. He's a good man. I love John Miller, man. One of the nicest guys in the world. But they catch Milo here smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, should we skip that part?
No.
They, trash can.
They mention it. They mention it. Go ahead, click play. All right. Wait a minute. Pause one second. I want to preface this also. If you guys didn't know, Milo Yiannopoulos is Kanye West. Ye West. I keep saying Kanye for brevity because I don't know who doesn't know the name change. Milo is Ye West campaign manager. So that's why we're showing you this. If you're not up to date with what's going on, Milo is Ye's campaign manager. Okay, go ahead.
Not Ye. If I write it like it's Ye, I found it.
No, I know.
Hey, what's up, Milo? How are you?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Just, feeding my habit.
Yeah. I didn't want to get you on camera smoking. I was waiting for you.
I'm a smoker again.
Yeah. So you're meeting with Kanye. What are you guys working on?
Well, we're just chatting, you know, just getting to know one another.
Okay. There's rumors that you might be running with him for president. Is that true, or are you just helping with the election?
If an announcement was to be made, that would be an official thing.
Okay.
You know, may or may not happen at some other time.
All right.
Right now, we're just getting to know each other. I'm helping out. He's, as and when an announcement is made, that would be the point at which that I would, you know, have a official thing that I could tell you about.
Okay.
Right now, we're just talking through some ideas and having some fun.
Okay, that's amazing. What do you think about Elon Musk finally reinstating him back on Twitter?
Well, he is our Leonardo.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Lots of rappers try their hand at things.
Yeah.
And they don't even really do their own music.
Exactly.
You know? And so when they try their hand at things, like
someone's designing that.
Yeah. And all the kind of the money and the design, it's all a bit of an illusion. Like nobody actually thinks Rihanna is a billionaire. Like, give me a break.
Yeah. So you don't think Rihanna's a billionaire?
If you understand the economics of like wealthy people, like they're as much in debt as they are in credit, right?
So
just in the real world, like stop. It's like, I don't know how much does she. She's not sitting there picking colors, you know?
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
She's got better things to do. She has a nice life.
Yeah.
But this guy, who runs and owns all his businesses, is in a different position.
Yeah, he actually puts in the work.
But it's him.
Yeah.
It's all him.
Okay.
And in the same way, it's not in many businesses. You know, in many businesses want, like, you know, people who are like super detail-oriented, micromanaging kind of stuff, whatever. But you need it with him, and that's the nature of his genius, right?
Okay.
But his music is his.
Yeah.
His fashion is his.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else he turns his mind to is going to be uniquely and explicitly and exclusively his.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if he has friends around who want to help him out with that, you know, we're just kind of like figuring out what that would look like and how we can be his instruments and, you know, calibrating to his tastes and preferences and stuff like that in whatever projects he might choose to pursue, you know?
Okay.
But he met with President Trump last night.
Okay.
Down Nick Fuentes, who's a political commentator, and Karen Giorno, who won Florida for Trump.
Okay.
So Trump obviously, you know, has some of the same suspicions as you do,
I guess.
About what might be going on. I think Trump's trying to neutralize, you know,
everything.
And you're gonna come with me. So I don't know if that worked out as well as Trump was hoping, but it's not my place to say. You'll hear about that later.
Okay. About everything that's going on with Kanye, what do you think about just the media everything going on with the whole Jewish comments and stuff like that? What are your thoughts behind that?
Kanye's exposed a fault line that everybody knew was there, but no one had the balls or the power or the platform to say before.
Okay.
You know, it's not a secret. Like, everybody knows everything he says.
Yeah.
We should be very grateful that there is someone who's prepared to lose everything.
Yeah, because that's huge,
Like, it's never happened before. Billionaires have given their fortunes away before.
Yeah.
You know, like, billionaires have given their money away before. But
exactly.
he didn't, and never like this, you know? So anyway, that I he's, when I say he's Leonardo, the point is he has authentically mastered multiple disciplines, multiple industries, multiple things, right? And it's actually him, unlike like anybody else alive, you know?
Yeah, yeah, he has a lot of talent, I'll
that's
say,
the
yeah.
bit that's exciting for me. Yeah. You know, that's the bit that's phenomenal. It's just cool to be around someone.
Yeah, and unlike, I feel like a lot of celebrities, they're a face of a brand, whereas Kanye is actually working with the brand.
All right, all right. That's enough. You guys get the idea. So that interview was actually done prior to the official announcement, which was very nice of them because they uploaded that the day after. So it was kind of nice of them to kind of hold off and wait for the announcement to be made, then upload that. You normally don't get that from paparazzi. Now, I'll say this paparazzi guy, I think it's the same guy every time he interviews Kanye. He follows Kanye around. And Kanye let him in to the studio that he works out of, which is where they are out front there. And Kanye let him in, and he showed him around, showed him all the designs that they're working on, the Ye24 clothes and the promotional stuff. It's really cool. Kanye's got all these little workers in there, you know, running around. And the video leaked of Nick walking across Kanye. There was a lot of speculation if that was really him. And at this point, I already knew. And I'm sitting here, and I just want to tell people what's going on, what to expect. And I can't, and I'm glad I didn't, you know. I'm a trustworthy guy. I keep secrets if people ask me to. But when I saw that clip, there was a lot of speculation. Oh, he photobombed the video. You know, Nick and Kanye aren't really working together, you know. All this other type of stuff. And lo and behold, it's all real. It all really happened, and I knew it would, But there were a lot of doubters. There were a lot of people out there saying it wasn't true. So I'm just very, very happy as of right now. I'm very excited. I'm very white-pilled. If you don't know what that means, boomers, it means I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for the future of this country. And for the first time in a long time, I can say, I think we're going to be all right. I think we're going to be okay.
It's going to be very exciting.
Now, Nick did his last show for a while. He's taking a step back, as I said, from doing the show America First. And He's taking a step forward away from America First, the show, for a little while. And when I was watching that, a lot of people got emotional. A lot of people got really sad because he's been doing that show for 5-6 years, Monday through Friday, sometimes 9 p.m., sometimes 12 a.m., depending on the day. And, you know, he touched a lot of people's hearts. He touched a lot of people's souls, that show. And a lot of people were very sad about him going. And I'll say this. I mean, I got a little teary-eyed, you know, because when I'm watching a friend of mine who I care about take that next step, take that big leap, because he deserves it.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, he has sacrificed everything to tell the truth. And if anyone deserves it, it's him. He was trashed, treated like garbage by Turning Point USA, by Ben Shapiro, refusing to even acknowledge his existence, even though he has a bigger following than most of these people combined.
Yep.
They refused to talk about him. They refused to address him. He was cut out of every major political conference. He was ostracized by society, put on the no-fly list, all of this stuff. And now he's like taking that next step, and he's taking that leap of faith. And as I said, if anyone deserves it, it's him, and I'm happy for him, and I care about him, and I want him to succeed, and I know he will. He's got all the talent in the world, and you know, at the bare minimum, let's say you're not all in on this, and you're not really with it, but you like Nick or can admit that this was a total win. I saw somebody who doesn't like Nick very much, who's actually hated Nick for a long time, make a video, and he said, he said, this is a W for Nick. At the bare minimum, this is going to give him legitimate political experience. He's going to be running a presidential campaign. You know? Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
And Nick is one of the smartest people I have ever met in my entire life. Actually, scratch that. Yeah. He is the smartest person I've ever met. It's really that simple. And even Trump acknowledged that he was dazzled. That was the quote. Dazzled by Nick. Impressed with Nick Fuentes. Everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that so many people have been deprived the incredible takes and perception and personality and human that is Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
It's sick that people don't know who he is and who have not had the privilege to hear him talk. It's sick. And shame on all of these institutions that claim to be fighting for the truth for shutting him out. The marketplace of ideas is garbage. The marketplace of ideas on the right doesn't exist. It only exists in our sphere because we'll talk to them all day long. Remember back in 2016 where people would say, they don't want us to talk. It would be like Ben Shapiro. They don't want us to talk because our ideas will prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Ben? You don't want us to talk because it would prove our ideas right.
Yeah.
You do not want us to talk. You do not want us to get any type of mainstream credibility. You do not want to platform us for the same reason that those college campuses didn't want to platform you. You're no champions of free speech. You're liars, you're grifters, you're traitors to the American people. You don't really care about anything. You care about yourselves, you care about lining your own pockets, you're scumbags. And I'm convinced that the only people in this thing that are worth a damn are people associated with America First. And it's not I'm friendly to AF, but it's a little sketchy. I don't want to align myself there. It's not that.
Yeah.
You guys can go F off too. It's not that. It's the people who are all in telling the truth. If you know the truth, then tell it and say it loud and say it proud. If not, you're lying to people. You're hiding the truth, which is just disgusting. And it's every, and it, you know, I could name names and I don't want to, but I want to, but I'm not going to. There are people out there who, you know, they love to be your friend when things are up. When things are all great and dandy, but man, they won't touch you with a 10-foot pole if things aren't looking so great. You know, I pride myself in it, in being honest. I'm not always right, but at least I'm honest with my audience. I never claim to be always right, unless it's in passing and I'm joking around. But Nick Fuentes is always right, and he is always telling the truth. I mean, he's always right. His track record is unbelievable. It is perfect. His track record is perfect.
It is.
You know, it's not Joe Kent. It's not inclusive populism. It's not homosexuality. It's Christ first. It's God first. It's Christian nationalism. It's America first. Kanye was on talking to the paparazzi yesterday. Actually, a video got released of him talking to the paparazzi, and he says, it's God first. Then it's America first. Then he pauses a little while, and he gives a smirk, and he says, and then it's Israel.
Wow.
yeah. So
awesome. Yeah, well, that's... See, and that's... Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I want that guy to be in the debates and stuff. Can we
yeah,
hear?
Yeah.
Man.
Kanye's got it, man. Kanye's got it in the bag, and he's going to win, and I'm all here for it, and I'm ride or die. I'm ride or die right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. And I'll be fighting, and you all better be fighting, too. You guys all better be ready to get out there and proclaim that Christ is king. I mean, AFPAC, the political action conference held by Nick Fuentes, is the only political conference that you can go to where 1,500 people, young people between the ages of 16 and 25, are chanting Christ is King. You don't find that at Turning Point. You don't find that at any other convention where they're conservative, where they're Republican. You don't find that anywhere else. You only find that with the followers of America First because they are honest. They are true to their beliefs and they are loyal. I mean, these are the most loyal sons of bitches I ever seen in my life. And I don't want you to censor that one because that's real.
Yeah, I understand.
They are the most real, the most loyal people ever. And you know what? I've met so many incredible young men. I've been invited to weddings. God bless them. They're having kids. They're out here getting married. They're out here living life. They're unvaccinated. They're out here living life as a real human being, proclaiming the truth of God and putting the fear of God into these deep state establishment shills. So God bless the Groypers. God bless Nick Fuentes. God bless America First. And I'm voting for yay in 2024.
Let's go.
And you can't stop me. And I'm going to end the show right now. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Go ahead and follow me on all my socials. Links are below. Support our sponsors of the show, BioOptimizers, MagBreakthrough.com/Dalton. And I will see you again tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as always, right here on the Stu Peters Network. God bless you and good night.